Time to catch up on the adventures of Carrie and Tommy. When it's time to decorate your home for Christmas, just head into Spotlight. With a huge Christmas range from tableware, tree decorations, candles, gift wrap and more, they are your home for all things Christmas.
Hi, it sure is. Welcome to Monday, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello.
Hello, Tommy Little.
Too big, guys. The show is too big for a Monday.
You meant to build up to these things and peak with a Friday
just
show.
Just as well I'm fresh. I had the best weekend.
Did ya?
Yep. I had a night away for my birthday Friday night.
Yes, you a pre-birthday. Birthday weekend.
A pre-birthday weekend away with Chris.
Tell me about saucy night away.
Do you know what? We went for dinner at 6. Okay. I was in bed by 8:45 and I slept for 11 hours straight. No getting up to any babies. No waking up early. In fact, 6:15 I rolled over and woke up and I thought, no, you don't have to do this. And I went back to sleep till 8.
I mean, isn't that wild? I can't wait to have kids just so I can experience the misery of that much tiredness.
Yeah. It was a very expensive sleep.
Could you decide you didn't need a hotel or a
we
way
could
to
have
do
just
it?
Had like a Formula One somewhere.
Just a bed. Just a mattress in another room would have done. Should we say what's coming up?
Oh, I don't. Where do we start?
Well, I think I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I reckon one of our producers may have made an error because I'll be very surprised if we've actually got what we think we've got.
Yeah, we've got one of the biggest rock stars in the world on our show for most of the afternoon.
Yeah, I was confused because usually you get these people for 5 minutes and then Sonda goes, hey, we've got him for half an hour.
And we're so excited.
And we went, okay. We planned to have him for half an hour. Sonny, are you sure we've got him for half an hour?
I'm 99% sure.
We'll find out when he joins us in 5 minutes' time.
Yeah, just know if we've got Niall Horan coming up on the show. As Carrie said, one of the biggest stars in the world. And if he only joins us for 5 minutes, know in your heart of hearts that we thought we had him for half an hour.
All right. We're getting Niall very soon. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Niall Horan joining us for 5 minutes or 40 minutes. We'll find out very soon. But we are here this week for Spotlight, your one-stop destination for everything you need to create, decorate and celebrate this Christmas.
Tree going up this week.
Oh,
go to Spotlight and get my tree. Get
mine
my decorations.
Is as well. I'll take the nieces and get some decorations so they makes it feel like it's theirs. That's fun.
Yes.
Because what are we doing?
I don't know. Oh, it's me, is it? Oh, yes. It's time for...
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go. Our impending guest is making me very nervous.
If you're hearing that, Niall, expect some more seamless radio.
All right, I've got to get through this quick because we've got to get to Niall. Prince Charles.
It means you haven't got much, isn't
it? No,
nothing
to talk about.
Actually, I'll only do one story today. Bugger it.
Don't add extra, okay? Prince Charles.
What's he done? What's Chuck done?
He's going to slim down the royal family. There's all these hanger-honorers that are. I mean, Prince Andrew's already done the job for him, to be fair. He's gone. Any hope that he was ever going to be involved in anything in the future is gone. But he said he wants to, if he ever, takes the throne, which is unlikely because he's 71, he's been waiting a while.
Lizzie's got it.
she's got another decade in her for sure.
You reckon?
Yep, I do.
I long thought she'd actually died years ago and they're just wheeling out a Robotronic.
Anyway, he wants it just to go back to Prince William, Harry, their wives, their children and him.
Isn't that who it is? What do you mean?
No, like,
oh, no, there's that lady who wore the toilet on her head. I forgot about her. And Pippa's ass. Let's not forget about Pippa's ass. Surely she still gets a goon.
Nah.
Isn't she?
No, she's one step removed.
Is she? Yeah. Okay, I don't know stuff. Oh, it's a mad fossicking of papers.
Let's go to Nashville.
Just find another
news story. Let's go to Nashville where you've given me a story to cover here. Singer Kid Rock.
Yes.
He's had to defend his foul-mouthed rant against Oprah Winfrey on stage, in which he insisted he's not racist. He just doesn't like her. He was escorted off stage by his security guards. I actually can't read out what he said. You've told me to do this story because there's so many expletives in it, I'd be fired.
The only bit I find, there's two things I find interesting. I find it interesting that you said he defended his rant when he really just went on and said, no, I really hate her.
Yeah, but he then went on afterwards saying that the reason why he doesn't like her, which makes me laugh
much. It's funny.
Is that apparently he said, my people tried to get me to do the Oprah Winfrey show a few years ago and her people wanted me to write down five reasons why I love Oprah Winfrey and her show. And I said, bleep that and her. End of story.
I actually thought it was two. When I first read it was two.
No, five.
And I pictured it so funny being someone just going, now just give us a couple of reasons why you like Oprah. You know what? After that, screw it. I don't.
No, five's a
lot. Also, it was his own venue. He owns the venue.
He got kicked out of his own venue.
I thought that was amazing. I wanted to do calls on 13 1060 of have you been kicked out of a venue you own?
But we got to get to our big guest.
Yeah, sorry, we've got no time.
He's only here for 5 minutes, not 45. Oh, we can definitely go back.
We can
to
do
that
it for four
idea.
Talk breaks. How good?
Speaking of people going on rants, Elton John has blasted Perth security guards. He's gone on stage. Apparently, a woman was being removed during his show on Sunday night, and he was not impressed with how she was being treated. Have a listen to him.
Morons, both of them. Morons. You don't treat girls like that.
Could you love Elton anymore?
Yes. Well, my friend was there. She's Channel 9 presenter Louise Momba, and she was saying
that's a lot of information. Just so you made. Oh, we've all got friends on the telly. Also, not your network, mate.
But I just wanted to give her credit because
why? Because she did well to get the tickets. Good on Louise.
She said he was really angry. He said he can't stand violence against women.
Who said this?
She said no one really knew what was going on, but he sang the next song and then immediately apologised for his rant, but said it's something he's really passionate about. Thank you, Louise Momba, Channel 9 presenter there. Anyway.
13 1060, have you got a friend on the telly?
No, we don't. Absolutely don't, because Niall Horan joining us next. Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little. The great man joins us now.
Hello, 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 hello. I've been told by the producers of this show you're going to play it four times in the next half an hour. Isn't that right, guys?
You may have answered our first question because we make a lot of mistakes on this show, and our gorgeous producer, Sonda, here, we were quite surprised when she said, hey, guys, we've got half an hour with Niall. Do we really?
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean, it's very rare. It can take you for half an hour.
And if you did, I probably wouldn't have let it happen.
No. Also, feel free to make it performance-based. And at any time when you get bored, you're free to leave.
Right, okay, cheers. Thanks very much. Right, so
how are you enjoying being back at all? It's been here a couple of days now.
Yeah. I've got some friends here. My cousins actually used to live in this area.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Here in South Yarra. So I was here. I've been around here for a few days. I timed it perfectly. One of my mates that lives here just had a baby. He's been living here for about 5 or 6 years, and they had a baby like 4 days
that
ago.
That feels like you've timed it terribly.
No, well, it did, yeah, because I didn't get to really have a drink with him, but I got to meet the baby.
Is it too early? Sometimes I get too enthusiastic with mates, and I'll, like, a day or two after, but I'm like, guys, I'm here to meet the baby, and they're
it's
just
like when you're in hospital and you've had the baby, and, like, these people you worked with 20 years ago, well, that just makes me sound very old, but 10 years ago come, and you're like, oh, I haven't seen you in 10 years, now's not the time.
What are you doing here? I know, I'm actually friends with this person, so that's fine, but they had the baby. They were okay for me to come around to the house. It's all good. I brought some gifts. Did a bit of shopping. It's fun shopping for babies.
Yeah.
It is.
Because everything's cute, right?
Yeah, it is cute. Nothing. Tiny. Yeah, you can't shop for adults like you can shop for babies.
No.
If you buy adults onesies.
Wrong, isn't it?
Yeah. Or nappies. If you buy adults nappies, they don't tend to like it too much.
Weirdly enough.
Now, you're wanting people to give us a call over the next half an hour that we have.
Yeah.
Feel free to dial
30
a
30 minutes.
Yeah. 30. Hey, that's good. You've spent enough time here that you've really got it down.
Yeah, I like the Australian accent. I love it. I don't like doing it, though, a lot because when people try to do an Irish accent, I get pissed with it. So, good.
Oh, no, we're so happy to have the attention that we don't mind when people try and do Australian
accent.
We're
that far
away
from everywhere else that we don't mind having the attention on us.
Can you do a New Zealand accent? Because Tommy's pretty good in New Zealand.
New Zealand, no, just kind of just on everything.
I think yours is
New Zealand.
You give it a Din Carter.
I just have to go, oh, no. And then it just goes up constantly.
I bet you they don't agree with that.
Yeah, they don't like it. I'm sure they don't. They feel much the same as you in the Irish accent. It gives them the shits a bit.
A shits a bit.
No, I don't want to jump straight into the hard-hitting stuff, but I do need to ask. I consider us both men of high fashion.
Yes.
And I noticed you live on stage. Thank you.
That's as dressed up as he gets.
I noticed you live on stage in Mexico, and you looked stunning. 65,000 people.
Thank you, sir.
You looked absolutely stunning, and I actually took note from your look, and I tried to replicate one certain aspect of this at an awards night on Thursday night, and I wore shoes with an exposed ankle and no sock, and I got blisters and needed to leave the event
change. You know Mexico? Let me show you a little trick about Mexico.
Oh, what did you do?
What's happening
That's
now?
That's Lister from Mexico.
Oh. Still.
Hence the fact why I'm wearing socks right now.
Is Mexico where you did your big hip thrust that went viral? Oh,
yeah, apparently my hip thrust went viral. I just got a bit excited about the fact that there was 65,000 people in front of me.
It was described
I don't know
as
if I'll be doing
most
that
perfect
again.
One was ever. It? Yes, apparently it was the way to hip thrust. I didn't realise there was other ways to hip thrust, but it was...
Yeah, come on.
I'm so jealous. I've done a hip thrust that ended up with something viral, but it wasn't quite the same as yours.
Leave it at home, Pat. Leave it at home.
Should we go to a song? 13, 10, 60.
We've got 30 minutes.
Call
so
us if you want to dial with Niall. Your new song, Nice to Meet Ya.
Yep.
We figured that, you know, some of the people on listening to this right now might want to meet ya. So they can call us 13, 10, 60.
I've never heard Carrie say meet ya like that before.
Meet ya.
It's quite an Aussie sounding name for us. Nice to meet ya.
Right.
We'll do a song. We'll do a song.
Yeah, we'll
just compose one in the next couple of minutes and we'll be back in a minute.
Great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
On 13, 10, 60, we've asked people if they'd like to dial or Niall. Sophie, you're through to the great man.
Hey, Niall. Nice to meet you.
Hello. You're the first person to say that.
Hey, Sophie, do you have a question?
Yeah, will you sing at my wedding, Niall?
Yeah, 100%. Just send me the address into the show.
Yes.
100%. I'm all down. When are you getting married? In about 10 years?
No, March 2021. Oh. So you've got plenty of time to organise your tour around it. No worry.
Fair enough.
Have you done wedding gigs?
Have you met someone, Sophie? Or are you just going to walk in Niall and if we build
they
will come?
No, I am engaged.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, right. I'll be there.
Have you done any wedding gigs before?
Never done a wedding, actually. But I have written a song coming up soon that is quite the wedding song. So I'm going to take over.
So you can perform that when you're at Sophie's wedding.
Yeah, I'll send you my prices and we'll talk about it.
What a great opportunity to really send your career in reverse and we can start taking wedding bookings for you.
Yeah, wedding bookings.
Have you done any golf while you've been here? Because you love your golf, don't you?
No, I haven't. I usually play golf here when I'm here all the time, but this time I didn't. It was too busy, so I didn't bring my golf clubs with me this time.
I think there's the President's Cup on. I don't know anything about
golf. It's on next month, but I won't be here for that.
No, good chat.
But you didn't bring your clubs. You can hire clubs.
But I'm too particular.
Well, I was going to ask you what you do for fun, because our producer, Sonda, thinks that not enough people get asked in interviews what they do for fun. She thinks it's a great question. What do you do for fun?
What do you do for fun? Not much, but...
Yeah, that's why it's a horrible question.
Drinking and playing golf.
That's a great answer.
Hey, not really.
Talia, welcome to Dial with Niall. Do you have a question for Niall?
Hi, it's my birthday today. Would you sing happy birthday?
I'm going to do it in Spanish. Cumpleaños feliz, cumpleaños feliz. Te deseamos todos cumpleaños feliz. Ozzy. That was my Spanish rendition.
Amazing, thank you.
I cannot believe that you're shocked by that or taken aback by it. It was Spanish.
I know, but I'm just impressed. Did you just decide that you weren't yet desirable enough? You weren't the perfect man, so you wanted to add in just an extra little...
Yeah, but I sung it out of tune, so it makes me less desirable.
Are you still on the market?
I am, yeah.
You are? Oh.
Very much so. Did you hear that? Yeah.
Yeah, our phones have gone into meltdown even more. Phoebe, Niall was on the market. Are you interested in having a crack?
Very much so.
Hello, Phoebe.
Hello. How are you, Niall?
I'm good. How are you going?
Great.
Do you have a question for Niall?
When are you planning on touring Australia?
Good question. I don't know as of now. I just had a meeting with my agent the other day. I'll definitely be here at some point next year. I don't know when I'm going to announce them, but I'll let you know. I'll get your number.
Lewis Capaldi will be touring with you?
I don't know. He'd probably be on his own tour by then. And he's coming here in January anyway, so you'd be sick of him. So it'd be time for me to come back on my own.
Thanks, Phoebs.
Niall, can you stick around for just another...
it's 45 minutes.
I did want to ask you about touring with Lewis Capaldi and how that friendship struck up, but can you stick around for just a long while longer?
Good 6 months.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Another one there from Niall Horan. That is Slow Hands. Yeah, it is Carrie. A lot of tune. And Tommy. Right around the country.
Hey, we did mention just before that, Lewis Capaldi, he seems like from the outside, very funny man.
You don't really need to play his music, Buzz. Everybody knows.
Huge jammer.
Buzz is a huge fan too.
Yeah, I love him.
Is he as funny as he seems on the outside?
Oh, he's exactly what you see is what you get with Lewis. He's the funniest guy I've ever met. He's just, everything that comes out of his mouth is just hilarious. He's a great lad.
Is it fair to say that his voice looks like it doesn't come out of his head?
he would say that himself, wouldn't he? When I heard his voice, the first time I heard of him, I could see him as well. It was a video on YouTube, so it made sense.
Right. Because the first time I saw him on stage, I'm like, who's this dude doing a Lewis Capaldi cover?
He's a great guy, though. He's a super lad. And we were just looking for, we always wanted to do some shows together. So we were trying to find time. I wanted to tour the States together. So we were trying to find time, and he found this 4-week period in April and May. And two of us are going to go on tour around North America. It'll be a great laugh.
How different is it touring with a group, obviously what you did for many, many years, and touring on your own?
Obviously, there's less people around.
Yeah.
But I guess it's different. It's so different because everything that we did in the band was just frenzy.
Yeah, right.
You know, everywhere we went, it was thousands outside hotels, and the gigs were massive and all that. So it's kind of nice to kind of scale everything back.
We can organise thousands for you, if you're missing it.
Rentacrowd.com.au.
That's what Donald Trump does. I'm sure we could find some.
No, he doesn't.
You've gone from thousands outside the hotels to now you're sitting in a cupboard and agreeing to do wedding gigs.
Yeah. Oh, sign me up.
I was reading, I don't know if this is true, that you pre-Christmas get all your old mates from school together and do a bit of a pub crawl. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
In your hometown?
Our hometown's got 16,000 people in it. Yeah. And
wow.
Yeah, it's tiny, but there's 26 pubs in 1 mile. And we just kind of, everyone gets together because we've got people from all over the world. Like I said, I've got mates here.
Yeah.
So most years the boys will get home, and then we've got people living all over Europe and UK and stuff. Everyone kind of comes home for Christmas because it's like a sin in Ireland if your mother kicked the head off you. So everyone comes home, and then we meet up in the same pub and kind of do the little rounds of the town, but we don't make it very far because we just get
And you pissed. Play games and stuff?
Yeah, there used to be it's kind of died a death. It was more when we were younger, you would pick a teammate and then have a pint in one place, and whoever drank it last had to tie themselves to their mate and walk backwards to the next pub, and that could be 10 pubs deep. So it could take you an hour to get from one door to the next.
Do you ever look back on the drinking games? We used to play one, it was called 40 Ounces of Pain, but we didn't have the proper, but we'd just tie long necks. We'd gaffer tape them to our hands, and you couldn't take them off until they were both finished.
Which is a disgrace, really, isn't it?
Well, we just end up pissing our pants. Yeah.
That's disgraceful.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I forgot we're on radio.
Why do you have to bring it down? Niall didn't.
Forever, Tommy always bringing the tone down.
Yeah,
honestly, Carrie, thank God you're here.
Oh, God.
This show would be on its
knees.
Seriously. Carrie does the same game. And she's got 3 kids. It's actually way too late.
Hey, Talia, did you want to say something to Niall?
Yes. Hi, Niall. Nice to meet you.
Hello.
I just wanted to know what your favourite Aussie snack was.
My favourite Aussie snack? I love a Tim Tam. Gotta say, it's we have penguins back at home, but there's
a
penguin's basically a really terrible Tim Tam,
isn't it?
It looks the same. The only good thing about a penguin is if you lift up the wrapper, it's got a joke. So it's I'll give you the joke about something about ice and penguins and snowmen and stuff, and then it'll have the answer underneath. And that's the best part about a penguin. Tim Tams are just the shit.
I really want a penguin now.
Yeah,
I know you just said they weren't good, but I want a penguin.
No, you want one for the joke, but Tim Tams are much better.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a Vegemite convert? I know it's a cliche.
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm
good.
Sorry.
Next question.
We are going to let you go, but you do.
No, we're going to do one more. We're going to do a game.
Yeah.
One more game before you go. Is that okay?
More games.
You're going to enter into a very highly competitive / aggressive world of Tommy and Ice after this song. Then we'll let you go. Is that all right?
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
More coming up with Noel next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, still joined by Niall Horan, and we're going to play one of our favourite games with Niall the Sarvo.
Same, but backwards.
How's your music knowledge, Niall? Is it good?
Very good. Yeah,
I would have. I would have thought one of the biggest musicians in the world would have pretty good music.
Not what about
all good
though?
Until I get it wrong, and then it's not good.
Okay. Well, normally Tommy gets to have whoever our guest is goes on Tommy's team, and I feel like it's about time I have some
with
power, star power.
See you later, Tom.
So it's us against you, and I get competitive, and I don't want you to leave. So
the good news for you is that you don't have to face off against Carrie's competitiveness. The bad news is that she's not very good at the game, so you've really hitched your. You're right to a bad wagon.
I've been winning all year, and we're now even, and this is our last game for the year. So whoever wins this today
is
the winner of
off?
The whole year.
Australian radio.
Hey, no, shut up. Shut up, bro.
We're going to be here for the next 6 weeks.
All right, here we go. So I'm going to play a song in reverse. Your name is your buzzer. You've got to buzz in first, and you've got to tell us the title and artist of the song. It is Niall and Carrie versing Tommy. Here we go with song number one. Carrie and Niall.
You go. You're the guest.
Someone You Love by Lewis Capaldi.
It is.
I mean, I knew that too.
I feel like you may have stacked this in Niall's phone.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I know this guy. I've heard that song once this year.
All right, here we go. Niall and Carrie one, Tommy Neil, his song number two.
Dancing in the Dark, Whispering.
Yeah. It is.
This sucks. What you meant to buzz in like Carrie usually does,
and then I know shout at Carrie.
Sing the song, so then I get it in forward.
All right.
All right, here we go. Two apiece. Tommy, you need to get this one to stay in the game. Song number three. Carrie hasn't finished her name once yet.
I know it's Post Malone, but I don't know which one it is. Better know.
It is. No!
Does that count as a win, or do I have to face off you separately later in the week?
I know. Whatever I say now, you just.
There is no later in the week. We're going on holiday.
Congratulations, Niall and Carrie.
Well, thank you for being such a great sport. Come back next time you're in town. Not in the next life. 6 weeks, but, you know, next year.
100% I'll be back.
And I believe next time we've got you for an hour.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Bickmore, there's trouble in paradise.
But, what? Hold on, you don't know. Are you in a relationship now?
Well, I am, but I don't know for how much longer. I'm, of course, when I say paradise, talking about my share house with my mate Johnny.
Johnny.
And we are fighting. He joins us now.
Fight.
We're fighting. Johnny, are we fighting?
Carrie, can we make a conversation just between you and I and just like you can interject if Tommy's got an opinion about this?
Sure, yeah, I'm happy with that. One-on-one, Carrie.
We're training for this this 400 meter swim, right?
Hold on. First
I always get those confused.
Before you go on, but Tommy can't swim. We've had that on our board to talk about for 4 years now.
Hang on. So Tommy came home last month and went, you know what? We need a goal, right? We need a goal. So we're going to do this swim. So then we went swimming. Tommy's done 50 meters.
Yeah, solid though.
And looked like he was going to drown. And really looked, and he went, when you get to the deep end, it looks really scary.
It is scary.
You can't stand there, mate.
No.
So, first week of training went really poorly because he couldn't find a pair of goggles that would fit over his nose, so he was getting leakage all the time. So that was his first excuse, that we're doing 50-meter bursts.
Yeah.
Second week, it was like he worked out that his arms were a little bit short, so he can't get, like, the proper propulsion.
No, that's her, for one is shorter than the other, so I veer left.
But everyone veers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then Tommy's taken 3 weeks off and then decides he's really doing well because he's been away from the pool. He's forgotten how poor he was.
No, I did not take 3 weeks off. I took time off because I can't swim because I got a new tattoo and so I can't swim. But now I have a sweet spot where we've got a week to train before I get my next tattoo. Johnny's suddenly thinking we're not going to do this.
Okay,
swim. Hold on.
I just wanted to check. Yeah. Are you a team or you're against each other?
No, we're a team.
We're
the dugongs, the whales of the sea.
Right. We've got, and there's Hannah with us. Hannah can swim.
Yes.
I'm no better than him, but I'm a realist, right?
So what's the issue, Johnny? Where are we at?
Well, now Johnny doesn't want to do the swim at all.
We've never done more than 100 metres.
Yeah, but
how far have you got to go?
It's only 400.
That's not very far.
In the open ocean.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
No, where is it going to be? There's no 400-metre pools.
Have you practiced in the ocean?
No. I figure we're never big been. Game. No, I've never been in the ocean.
Never been in it.
Because he does keep saying, Johnny, that he wants to do the Rottnest Island swim next year, which is much longer than that.
I've upped the ante. Johnny, tell the guys what we've been talking about.
Oh, is this one the channel swim?
Yeah, I want to do a channel swim. But I reckon you need to commit. So I've got, the swim is 2 weeks away. I'm getting a new tattoo on Saturday. So next week's a write off. So I can't swim then. But this week I'll swim every day. And so Johnny.
And then you have a week off and then you'll do one more week.
No, and then it's the swim. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I'll be fresh going into the swim. So Johnny, can you commit now? Because he keeps saying he's not going to do it. And he's letting me and our other teammates.
Do you wear
down.
Matching Speedos?
No, we don't wear Speedos, mate. Oh. We don't have the cock confidence.
So we have boardies.
You can't go with boardies. That all the drag.
We're going in boardies.
We look like we can't swim.
Is this for a good cause? Is there any reason why you?
Personal development, Johnny. Can you commit live on air to doing the swim?
No, hang on. If you can commit to being able to swim at least 300 meters without stopping or hanging on to the,
how many laps is that of the pool? 25-meter pool.
We got 50 meters.
Yeah. Oh, either way, could you do six this week? You got to get in six laps in a row. Can you do that?
Yeah, I can try.
No,
well, without touching, not as in like you're not allowed to grab on and then take a little bit of a breather and then reset yourself.
You're going again.
Because in open water, you're not going to be able to do that. And you're going to be a hindrance.
Can I have that?
Is there a boat next to you to save you when you're drowning?
Can I have the floating thing between my legs like I've been having?
Sorry, Carrie. I forgot about the floaty. So the thing is because his arms are too short, and he reckons that one arm was shorter than the other and he was going to the left. He's put a floaty boy between his legs.
I've got a floaty. I've torn my calf. I've got to have a floaty.
So then what are you doing with your legs?
I can't move that.
You're only
dead
doing it with your arms?
Yeah, my legs are the lightest bit. They're fine. That's on the back.
But he's never
got chicken legs.
So Johnny, yes for the swim?
I don't understand.
Great.
No way you're going to be
able to. We're locked in. Great stuff. No Buzz, play the big crowd applause. We are locked in. Great stuff. Buddy in the pool, Johnny.
I tried, Johnny. I really tried.
Another day of a disaster. Yes. It's pathetic. It's, we look embarrassing. Seriously. Don't tell them where we swim. It's so bad.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Even the smallest gift can make a big difference to someone's Christmas. Spread the merry with Australia Post.
Time to spread the merry with Harry and Tommy.
Merry Christmas.
That is what we are doing all week this week, giving away a $2,000 MasterCard thanks to Australia Post.
Yes. Each day, we've got an inside man or woman, someone that has nominated someone they love who is very deserving and could really use $2,000 going into Christmas time.
Christmas is a great time of year, but can also be a tough time, a lonely time, a time of financial hardship.
Yep.
Everyone's going through something, and just a little lift, a little $2,000, a big $2,000 to get you through Christmas would make the world of difference.
And thanks to Australia Post, we are absolutely going to rock someone's world.
This is so fun, feeling like Santa, spreading the merry.
Isn't it?
It must be so good being Santa.
Our mole today is Britt.
Britt is hiding in Annette's house right now. Hey, Britt, it's Carrie and Tommy. How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
Yeah,
we're pretty good. Britt, I just need to know for logistics, where are you hiding?
I'm in one of the daughter's rooms.
Okay.
At the very far of the house. I was trying to hide in her cupboard, but it's not big enough.
You're playing with some Barbies while you're there.
Yeah, I'm kind of hiding in the pillow, but we're not going to tell anyone that.
And what's Annette doing? Well, where does she think you are? What's she doing?
I don't know. I said I have an important phone call, and then the phone rings. She's like, go. She's watching TV. Aww.
You know that's important phone calls that you've just got to get into the person's daughter's cupboard to take?
Yeah, exactly. You just have to do that sometimes.
Now, Britt, you are doing something incredible here. Why have you nominated Annette as the deserving recipient of our Spread the Merry giveaway today?
So I honestly believe Annette should win this award. She's so lovely to everyone. She has so little that she has to make do with what she has. She lives in a really small rental house. One of her daughters lives in the lounge room at the front because there isn't enough rooms. And she helps out as many people as she can. Like, she works at Baker's Delight and she will If she brings home some spare bread, she'll give it to the neighbours, like to the old people, and she'll just, she'll help. There's a teacher next door that's got kids. She'll bring them food. And I just want to help her. And I asked her the other day, I was like, are you going to get yourself a present for Christmas? She said, no, money's too low. Got to get all the kids presents. So I'm like, you know what? Hopefully I'll just win this and get her a little bit something.
She sounds pretty amazing. What's $2,000 from Australia Post going to mean to her?
Oh, so much. It'll just help us a lot of the Christmas presents. She's had to, obviously, probably had afterpay. She's had to afterpay all her presents because she just can't afford it one by one, I suppose. Yeah.
I mean, all the pawns are in place here, Britt. We've got an Australia Post worker who is out the front. They are just about to knock on the door. Before they do that, do you want to go through and do you want to hand this phone to Annette? We might have a quick chat to her.
Yeah, sure thing. I'll put her on the phone right now.
Okay.
Hey, Annette. I have someone on the phone for you. Yeah, you talk. Hello.
Hey, Annette. It's Carrie and Tommy here from the Hit Network. How are you?
Not bad. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, we are live on air, so you don't swear, okay?
Okay, I'm having a heart attack. I'll just kill Britt.
Now, your friend Britt has nominated you for a very special surprise today because she thinks you are incredible.
Are you kidding me?
Tell us a little bit about yourself. What's your go? What's your family set up? Where do you work? Tell us a bit about yourself.
I work at Bacon's Delight in Warragul with Britt. Oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm married. I've got 4 kids. We tried for a long time to have them, even though they're getting to be a bit older now. Oh, and I'm crying. Oh, my God.
Hey.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Annette. Hey, we thought Christmas might come early for you. I think there's someone at your front door. Do you want to go and say good day?
Oh, my God, I'm having a heart attack. Oh, my God, is that help at my door?
He has a very special gift for you. Open that gift and tell us what's inside.
Oh, shake you like a leaf. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What have you got, Annette?
$2,000 MasterCard from Australia Post.
Oh, Britt. Oh, Britt.
Oh. Annette, don't you die on us.
Oh, my heart. You can't hurt me.
Is that going to help coming into Christmas, Annette?
Yes, it's going to help. You have no idea.
Annette, Britt said that you were telling her that you're not going to buy yourself a present for Christmas this year because you can't afford to, so you have to promise to spend some of this on you, okay?
Oh, I'm not memory. Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, you got Tommy crying in here too, Annette.
Oh, you don't even understand.
Britt's crying too.
Oh, my God.
Well, Annette, we hope you like your little surprise. We just wanted to spread the merry with those who need it most this Christmas, and you were so deserving on it. A big thank you to your beautiful friend, Britt, as well, and to Australia Post. It's all on them.
Thank you, Australia Post. Thank you, Carrie and Tommy. I'm Britt.
Hey, Annette, have the greatest Christmas. Enjoy.
Thank you, Tommy. Thank you, Carrie.
See you, mate.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
In next to Drive You Home, Husey with Ed Cavalier.
Yeah, big show coming up.
Big show. What do you got?
Jason Donovan, especially for you.
Yeah.
Is that because of Chicago?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, we got him on the project tonight. Can't wait.
Yeah. No. Mm. What a suit. He's in rare form. Well, he will be, I'm sure, when he comes up on the show.
Is that your prediction that he'll be in rare form?
He's predicting rare form. He's driving along in the car on his way to you going, I mean, I'm not, but now there's pressure.
No, I was actually feeling a bit flat, but that's got me really feeling in rare form.
Charged me up. Got a sense that I may meet him in the toilet. Toilet later on, you know.
Why?
That sounds weird.
No, that's cool. Is that his rare form?
No, it's just there's a toilet here.
Exactly. And Husey spends most afternoons
spend all my time in there.
Just, how so many people do you meet in there?
I don't know. Maybe I'll be gelling my hair.
Yeah, he's got a big tub of gel, guys, on his desk.
I realise that my hair gel hasn't been strong enough.
Yep.
And then I need strong hair gel to keep my hair up
nice extra and strong. And then put some hairspray.
Yeah, well, I haven't got any of that, but I might. Yeah. Right.
What, why? Is this a new look you're going for?
I'm sick of people just mocking my hair every day and not focusing on the talent in the paper, on the, in the photos that we have.
You know what'll make that better?
What's
gel.
That?
Yeah. Gel is not tall hair.
A product that hasn't been used since the 80s. Let's bring that back.
Big hair. I'm surprised. It's surprising for me to say this, given I have been the face of a hair care company, but I think your hair is the most talked about hair in Australia.
Exactly. And it's not all positive, you know. So,
hang on, let's go
but
with that.
That's a good negative
list.
Publicity. Hang
on. I don't like all negative publicity.
You love any publicity.
Yeah, but I'd prefer, if say we're in a photo with Jason Donovan, I'd prefer to be people talking about Jason Donovan. I'm, well, there's Jason Donovan.
The last
What's
thing
happening?
You want.
Who's this guy suddenly meeting people in the toilets and pretending it's not all about him?
Hey, would Shane Warne's hair be more talked about than Hughie?
Yeah, good point.
I'm trying to think of that list. It's
it would
a good
certainly
list,
be
though,
more.
Carrie.
Yeah. It'd be more lucrative.
Yeah, it is more lucrative. Yeah, but Shane Warne have the most lucrative hair. No, Carrie does. Gary's got the most lucrative hair in Australia.
Would you be willing to go brown?
Yeah. Well, me? I'd go any colour.
Would you? Meeting in the toilets again?
Bit of fun, eh?
No, but the thing about Carrie is you don't have to wash your hair. You can just
what
do you do with
what
your
do you mean?
What's that thing that you promote where it's you don't have to wash your hair?
That's my face, my cellar.
Oh yeah, you don't have to wash your face, do you?
What do you mean you don't have to wash your face?
I'm a cellar it.
Yeah, I just don't wash it.
That's something where
Hughie, you try saying that. Let's see how it sounds from your mouth.
You got to say I don't wash my face anymore. I micellar it.
I micellar my face. Micellar it. I micellar it. My face.
You just said you had a celibate face. Wow,
we've got some of that at home, so that's worked. It's Holly Hughie.
What a moment. Holly's gone. All right, well, something's going
to
happen.
Yeah, it's all happening.
Yeah, it's all
happening.
Can't wait to hear.
Coming up next. Have a good afternoon, everyone. Catch you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Now that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up is done for another day, time to stop by Spotlight. They've got a huge range of craft and DIY products to help you decorate and create the ultimate Christmas. Shop in store or online now at spotlightstores.com.